Four Kids Foundation, of course, benefits from this tournament. Phenomenal organization, and so many great people associated with that, starting with Steve Worthy. And, of course, the First Tee of Greater New Orleans, another fantastic organization locally that's been in existence for a long time now that benefits young people throughout this community and those that also look to get involved in this sport, but that can achieve elsewhere in the classroom in particular. Chip Patterson's the executive director, and Chip's here watching right now because we've got a special guest with us, Ed, who happens to be a young man with a great future.
Yes, we have Mr. Kobe Narcisse with us, Thomas Jefferson High School. He won the Wells Fargo Succeeding Together essay. So next week in Charlotte, he's going to have the first pick in the, I guess, the draft there of PGA players.
Yeah.
And you wanted Tiger, right? Tiger's not going to be there, so who's going to be pick going to be?
My next pick definitely is going to be Jason Day. He's a great player, hits the ball long, he's a good competitor. He scores low and everything.
And we've met him in an interview. He's a really nice
Terrific guy. Yep.
You like him a lot. Australian, just a very nice person. And I know you'll enjoy meeting Jason if that's the case. So how did you arrive at that? Talk about the essay. What got you this honor?
The first, he allowed us to write an essay for a national opportunity to go to Charlotte and play. They asked about the core values, who motivates me in golf, how do I use the core values to help others outside and on the golf course, and how does it push me off and on the golf course.
How's your game, Cope?
Pretty well. Pretty good. I'm shooting like high 70s, low 80s.
Terrific.
That's great.
Are you competing at Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, I play as an individual for Thomas Jefferson. I just went to regionals. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I didn't make the state, but I'll get in next year.
Well, you're just a freshman, right?
Yeah, so I played against all the seniors.
I was just about to say, the experience factor will benefit you greatly going back next year. So what's your home course? Where do you play normally?
Here in TPC, mm-hmm. but they're changing the grass, so they're closing down. So I'm probably going to be playing an English turn a lot, practicing mm-hmm. there since I live close.
Sure, wide open course there for sure, and they used to play this event there for many years over time. Ed?
So tell me what you've learned from the game. When did you take it up, and how much has First Tee meant to your development, you think, as a person?
I started playing when I was young. My dad used to play, and he hurt his back, so he couldn't play anymore. So he brought me when I was a young age to Lakewood, and I went – learned under a coach named Jimi Hendrix. He taught a bunch of kids the fundamentals of golf. I actually met people that I actually play with now, some of my best friends. Later, I joined the First Tee, and First Tee really brought my game to the next level, showing me the core values like confidence, sportsmanship, integrity, all that. And it also helped me on and off the golf course in school. It helped me get through tests, stay honest. Yeah, it really helps you on and off the golf course mentally too. Golf really helps mentally on and off the golf course, because you got to control your temper and all, especially on a golf course and in school when you're not sure if you take a test. It's hard. You really got to push through it, think and everything.
Jimi Hendrix here today working for me, actually. So hey, Jerry, see you, man. And Jimmy's writing for us for CrescentCitySports.com, covering the event for us today. So loves golf, and I worked with Jimmy when he was a coach at UNO as well. Terrific guy and loves the sport. So good background there to work with him. All right, what's the strong point of your game? What do you do best?
Definitely my tee shots. I usually
bombs away?
Yeah. A lot of my opponents I hit further than them. Legit. When I'm on par fives, I'm usually on in two, but I'm a short game. Need some help, definitely.
Is it amazing to me, the thing, you come out here and watch these guys, and they all can strike the ball.
Yeah.
But when they're in a position like here on nine, that can be very tricky,
mm-hmm.
and they're able to take what looks like a difficult shot and make it happen somewhat routine. I mean, that to me is the most interesting aspect of what these guys do. How about you?
Yeah, definitely. They're long, like Jason Day, he's a long hitter, but when he gets around the green, he could stick it close from 100 and make these nice long putts to get it like 4 feet within the hole. That's really a big part, and that's where you score and go.
I watch these guys like John Rahm, big guy, just mashes it. Bubba Watson, another one of those, just mashes it. I mean, these guys, you routinely hit at 330 and such. You probably just kind of salivate when you see that, right?
Yeah.
Sooner or later, right? Mm-hmm. Give it a few years, and you'll be there for sure. So Thomas Jefferson High School, how's the experience going for you?
It's freshman year. It's been good. Like, seeing a lot of people talk about, oh, freshman year is going to be tough. It's a nice school, good people, good coaches, everything, yeah.
And the academic side of it there is always pretty stringent. You feel like that's preparing you, right?
Definitely. It's an advanced school. We have lots of AP classes. It's tough, but you just got to work through it.
And the first E of Greater New Orleans, just talk about what it means to you and what it means to people that get involved with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first E, like I said, it really teaches you how to stick with your emotions, how to be respectful, how to show yourself, how to greet somebody, because you never know who you're going to meet. You can meet a famous person tomorrow, and if you make a good impression, you might stick with that person, and he might help you out through along the way. Like, I met some people like Alvin Gentry, and I really, with golf, I taught him about how I play golf, and I got to know him, and he's brought me to some of the games I've played. I went to Lost 18 with him. I got his number. He's a great guy.
So, you know, we're watching the Masters a couple of weeks ago, and to see Tiger win again. Just, mm-hmm. you know, it's amazing how many people who are not golf fans who are dialed into that. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, my friends are going crazy. Even though they don't like golf, they don't watch it or anything. But, ooh, Tiger won. That's all they know Tiger was.
Right. Well, it's great because for several reasons, not the least of which is it creates interest in the African-American community in the sport.
Definitely.
Which I think is still waning a bit. Tiger has single-handedly helped in that regard. But the thing about Tiger is his fan base is universal. It doesn't make any difference the color of skin or what country they're from. People just love him and gravitate to him because of his game.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tiger Woods has definitely helped many people, like African-Americans, definitely. Like, as soon as he won, I went to English Turn, and all I saw was a bunch of people with Tiger Woods hats playing, like, more than usual. Like, as soon as Tiger wins, everybody wants to be like Tiger. Go try and hit a ball. He at least gets people to go and try and play golf.
You know, it's an amazing comeback story, what he's been able to do. And what's crazy is you watch the reception he gets at these tournaments and the crowds. It's massive.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a cult following, you know?
Yeah, if I was playing with Tiger, I know I would have to keep all my balls straight because that crowd was going to be tough and all the pressure.
They put the onus on you about what an experience that would be. But you're going to have a great experience coming up in Charlotte. I know you're really looking forward to that. It will be the most exciting time of your young life to this point, right?
Yes, sir. It will be a very fun time to get to stay in a hotel with the players. It'll be crazy walking out the hotel in the morning and just seeing Serge, Jason Day, and Rory. And it's on the golf course, too. Yep. Going on the driving range and seeing Rory tee off on hole one. That's going to be great.
Well, you've earned the opportunity. Keep up the great work. Enjoy the experience next week. And congratulations to you, Kobe.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Great job.
Thank you, Kobe. And Edward, our time's just about run out. We're going to stick around and watch more golf today, obviously. I got baseball to do this afternoon. Jesuit Holy Cross over at John Ryan at CrescentCitySports.com. Watch that.
And so, I've got the Rummel auction to do tonight.
There you go.
So I'll be busy with that.
Have a good time.
I will.
Thank you. Thank you, Kobe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kobe. Great job.